This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Obamacare numbers are rising despite fierce opposition. More than 1 million people enrolled under the Affordable Care Act during January, bringing the numbers up to 3.3 million, and so far, with 2 months to go. Despite the disastrous start last fall, the numbers are now averaging 75% of the original predictions. In the heavily contested states like Texas and Louisiana, where governors have declared Obamacare their personal Alamo, the numbers are still sagging more somewhat, but are significant. Louisiana is 56% of expectation, with 40,000 enrolled in either Medicaid or private plans now. Texas is at 53% of the projections, with 87,000 in both programs thus far. Arkansas, where the private option is now under attack, is 69% of projections, with 70,000 enrolled. With at least 2 more months to go, there's only one way these numbers are going to keep going, and that's up, which is exciting, but must be disconcerting to the Republicans who are staking their future on their hardcore bases Obama hate. The haters keep getting tripped up and thrown off message, though. Obama faced the music and gave smaller and medium-sized businesses in the range of 50 to 100 workers an extension in compliance. The Wall Street Journal jumped on it and claimed Obama was exempting for another year 27% of the American workforce and started beating the drums until they buried a correction the next day, admitting that the extension affected only 7.9 million workers, or 7% of the American workforce. A little math shaming. Yeah, 27% versus 7%, that's an honest mistake, huh? This is still a state-by-state fight. The private option is in the balance in Arkansas, but has been adopted in Iowa and is being sought in other states. New Hampshire recently became the latest state to expand Medicaid coverage, and more will follow inevitably. As millions march towards better health care, it will be harder and harder for some states to pass up the virtually free cost for saving their citizens' lives. At the same time, it's still a bitter pill to swallow that private insurance companies who will make billions on the healthcare expansion still have way too much arbitrary say on the cost and coverage of people. Three of the four insurance carriers, for example, in the marketplace in Louisiana, announced suddenly that they would not accept third-party payments from federal sources like the Ryan White funds to cover HIV/AIDS patients, throwing 2,000 Louisianans into a one-choice-fits-all situation, with the same companies also moving to deny coverage in other states. Companies providing subpar, unqualified plans are also being allowed continued leeway in the same direction, with a mishmash of responses from regulators in various states, sometimes looking the other way and sometimes blocking the hospital door, as they should be doing. There are problems with the Affordable Care Act, a barrel of them, but as long as the haters are running wild on the public policy battlefield, there's no chance of fixing even the pieces that are broken and demand attention. Meanwhile, Americans are marching forward into the arms of Obamacare in sure and steady numbers. People better hear the sound of them coming and soon realize that this is a movement that won't be stopped. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.